Sign Color, the podcast about science fiction, TV, and film featuring actors, directors, and writers of color. My name is Maggie.
And I'm Melissa. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at sfincolor@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter as SF in Color.
And today we're in the same room together.
The room where it happens.
Where what happens? This is my living room.
The podcast happens.
Apparently. Not normally, though. okay, so Melissa is visiting me this weekend, so we are actually able to record together. Yay!
It's so exciting.
This hasn't happened since our water fire episode, which was, episode 17 or something?
I don't know numbers.
So unprofessional.
It was last July, I can tell you that.
Yeah. So I haven't seen Melissa in person in, 11 months, or almost 11 months. Yeah. So I'm really excited to have her here. In person.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
And today we are talking about the third episode of season 2 of Sense8.
Obligate Mutualisms.
Yeah, I didn't write it down because I was like, I'm not even going to bother. Obligate Mutualisms. So what are your thoughts on the episode, Melissa? Or the title? Do you want to start with the title?
Title. I think it's a stupid title.
I agree.
It's, I understand, they explain it thoroughly in the episode. This isn't where we have to, dive into meetings. Clearly tell us what it means. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a stupid-sounding title.
Yeah, it just sounds absolute nonsense.
I mean, that's what their science is.
Scientific gobbledygunk.
That's what the science in the show is.
True. You're not wrong.
I mean, they just don't care.
Yeah.
They try and care, but they just don't.
Yeah. How did you feel about the episode, in general?
I liked it.
Yeah. It was fun. It was more action-packed than it feels like the previous episode. I think for me, I don't know, part of it was kind of going, they're trying to make this, some kind of, a heist thing. I don't know if it was, the mind game thing. I wasn't sure if I was completely 100% on board, because I was this all worked out for the Sense8, really easily. Nothing works out this easily. You know what I mean?
I mean, it was all to lead up to, the final reveal of, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Things are not going to be going well, are they?
Right. But that's what I mean. It's that trope thing. You know when everyone's happy and smiling, you know something's going to happen later that's going to ruin all of that.
I mean, yeah, so there was that expectation of waiting for the other shoe to drop, definitely.
Right.
And it is only episode 3, so you can't be like, we solved the problems, yay.
Yeah.
We have the rest of the season to worry about. But it was nice to have them, win something for a change.
Yeah.
It didn't last, sure. But, they won. And, there was a lot of victory. Sun escaped, which I don't know if is how much of a victory that is in terms of...
Well, I'm just trying to think, how is she gonna... Is she gonna try to get out of Korea? But, because that feels impossible at this point.
Yeah.
So, what's her end game?
Because I don't understand,
how... Okay, it broke out of prison. They're hiding out in this woman's apartment. But what next?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like she thought about it.
Well, it was kind of spur of the moment.
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously.
So, yeah.
She didn't think about it, but she saw the opportunity and went for it.
Right.
But as someone who is actually innocent... It does seem...
It does not look well.
Yeah, it just does seem somewhat counterproductive.
But we do know that if she stayed there, her brother would have definitely killed her.
Yeah, so I get why she left, but I don't see where that's going to, lead to in the scheme of her life. Because it means she's going to be on the run forever, doesn't it?
Right. Unless she, leaves Korea, I think that would be her best option. Not that people are still going to try to, capture her, but I feel like her odds are better
of Korea. Yeah, definitely.
But I don't know how she's going to make... How she could make that happen if she wanted to make that happen.
She could probably, get onto, a secret boat.
Right.
Boat.
No, you know, every time I think about that, I think about Children of Men.
And, yeah,
how they're
sneaking
out on that boat. Yeah. But, this is not Children of Men. This is, well, presumably this is a real world with Sense8s in it. Or Sensori, or whatever the heck
they're
called.
Oh, my God. Stop it. But do not indulge their stupid science.
But you know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing with Will. Somehow, magically, off-screen, Will is in Amsterdam and not no longer in Iceland. How? Right. I have no idea. That doesn't make any sense to me. But he was able to get
secret
out.
Secret boat.
Secret boat. Secret plan.
Secret plan. Secret tunnel. Secret, boat.
Secret tunnel.
Okay. Over the mountains.
Secret tunnel. Okay.
For people who don't understand Avatar The Last Airbender, that is a... That went over
a
your head.
Pop cultural highlight.
Oh, yeah. I
have not seen Avatar The Last Airbender. I think this is like the longest we've gone without mentioning Atla in our show, I think.
Yeah.
Because we talked about it a lot earlier on in the show. Anyway, back to Sense8.
Do we have to?
Well, are you happy that they got canceled?
No. Ugh. We should probably.
I mean, I would rather Badlands be canceled than Sense8 be canceled. I don't know. I find Sense8, like, I don't know, just more, like, I think emotionally satisfying than Badlands. But that's me.
Sense8 is definitely more fulfilling. Like, they have a plan, and I trust their plan, like, that it exists.
Right, right.
But I feel like Sense8, I don't know if it ever has lived up to its full potential, which is kind of disappointing.
I see that, too, because it's like they're going in circles.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, okay, like, we get the next big reveal, but then there's always something else, and it's, like, nothing, it feels like nothing's ever, like, really, really wrapped up. I think that is a garbage truck, so, sorry, y'all.
Yeah, no, like, each person finished their individual plot line in season one, and all we've done in season two so far is just introduce the next one.
Yeah, and it's, like, some of these things, like, don't make sense. Like, why are we still dealing with, like, Kala being in a loveless marriage? Like, why? It's just, like, old territory. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just, what, I'm not getting anything new out of this situation. Apparently, Caffeus is just back to being a normal bus driver. Apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I guess Will has to, I guess, well, Sun broke out, so that's a bit, that's interesting.
Yeah, that
and
is.
And Will is, like, did his longest ever stake out, or whatever.
Whatever he called it, yeah.
And so, and Leto's dealing with the fallout of being outed, right?
Yeah, but
so there's some interesting things
there
happening.
There are interesting things happening, but...
Right, but it's just so...
It is very, like, okay, so season one, each person had their problem. Now season two, each person has their new problem.
Right.
Which
is how TV works, but...
But, like, I would prefer more progression, I think.
Right.
Because, you know, like... They're still extremely separate. Like, they can use their gifts to help each other, but we've kind of hit a roadblock with that.
Yeah.
Like, they can tap in at some point, but they don't... I don't know where they're taking it, and I don't know where they would take it.
What they're trying to do, like, story-wise, it's like, where are you going with this? I think... And I'm still not at the point where I, like... It's still really strange to me when I see all of them in the same room.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, and I feel like it shouldn't be the case now that we're in season two. Like, that shouldn't be weird or surprising to me, but it is. Because I feel like they haven't all really quite connected yet. And that's why it throws me when I see all of them in the same room being like, yay, celebrating, or
it
is
that,
or whatever. It's like, it's a little off-putting, because I'm like, but I know some of them have connected kind of like on a one-to-one basis, but it doesn't feel like... It doesn't just feel like a community or a group. Sorry, I was just thinking about this show, Community. And I feel like an integrated ensemble, you know? But this doesn't feel like... It's an ensemble, but they don't feel cohesive.
I agree. But I think they don't get enough interaction.
Yeah.
And because there are 8 of them...
It's hard.
We've seen all of them in the same room before now, but we haven't necessarily seen everybody one-on-one having meaningful connections.
Right.
And so it's like, oh...
It doesn't have to be one-on-one. It could be in, like, groups of, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 or something.
Yeah.
You know?
But I'm trying to think, like...
Why is Sun always in her underwear? I don't get that.
I don't know.
I feel like, don't... Wouldn't they sleep in regular pajamas in the prison, not just their underwear? But whatever, that's just me being picky and weird. I just noticed that. Like,
yeah.
Like, we keep seeing her in underwear. I'm like, but why? Like...
I don't know.
No one's... I feel like that's not a thing that people do in prison, but maybe it is. Maybe it is.
I really couldn't say.
Neither could I.
That's not my area of expertise.
Anyway, does it make sense to break it down into characters? Because I feel this episode was pretty... It was either really Will or Sun, And, like, a smattering of Leto. There wasn't really much...
There wasn't much of other people,
no. Other people, yeah.
So, yeah, we could start with one of them.
So, I guess we start with Will, right? Because he has just figured out who Whispers really is, I guess?
Well, Whispers or, is boss.
Whispers boss. But, like, he knows at least one more, or one of Whispers' aliases, right?
Yeah. Milton?
Something with a G. His last name's something with a G or something.
But then, yeah, and he knows the identity of someone who works at the company, the Evil Co., and...
Yeah. I still can't get over, like, Nomi's, like, hacking, slash bugs hacking Prowess. Like, I don't... Like, that's, like, too much. Like, you're telling me they can hack into a... Korean prison's camera system
in 20 seconds.
With like no problem whatsoever. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I mean,
it would at least take them at least a good 5-10 minutes. You know, like, what is this?
Much like the science in the show, the hacking just does what it needs to for the plot. It doesn't really function. And, you know, hacking isn't my area of expertise either.
I mean, I guess it's better than me seeing, you know, someone rapidly typing away on a keyboard, you know, just, like, jam, you know, yeah. Like mashing buttons. Like, yeah.
That's a trope.
That's a trope. But still, it's not that much better. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's just, it's one of those, like, fixed things. It's like...
Right, because no one wants to watch hacking. That's not interesting.
Well, think of it as, like, a superpower. Like, if somebody has the ability to fly... We just say, okay, you have the ability to fly and let it go.
Yes.
And so that's what they want us to treat the hacking like. But, I mean, because hacking exists in the real world, it's a little more difficult.
Right. Yeah. It's just...
Because, like, if you create the ability of flight, you can create whatever rules you want about it because it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there are rules about hacking. I don't know them, but presumably there are.
Right. Anyway, just have to roll my eyes at that.
But, yeah.
I mean, mad props to Will for being able to get as far as he did, even though kind of towards the end we find out that... It was all for naught because Whispers knows where you are now, so that sucks. But
I mean, he did get something out of it.
Yeah, no.
He got the pills. So that's going to mean he has more mobility.
He has more information from both Jonas and the guy who was killed. Whatever. Not like a ton more, but... You know,
but we have decent, some kind of decent. Understanding of what the organization is now instead of just being...
A big shadow organization. Yeah.
I was hoping that that guy... would stick around for a little longer. I mean, I didn't...
Yeah, that wasn't really... He was killed immediately after we got his exposition.
Yeah, they was like, to explain, and now you're out.
And how convenient that, you know, he gives him the pills, and then he's attacked. That's what... So I'm still trying to figure out, like, how did Whispers find him? And how... Like, wouldn't he also try to get the pills away from Will? Like... Maybe, I don't know. It was just a little bit weird to me.
The logistics of it don't really make a lot of sense.
That's like sensei for you, though.
That's true. Maybe that's why it got canceled.
I was like, how did he find him? And then why didn't he try to take the pills away? Because that's going to be detrimental to Whispers and very helpful to Will.
But he was, the pills, you know? Yeah, he was more interested in getting this girl to kill herself.
Or you mean getting this girl to kill... his boss.
Well, yeah, and then kill herself. Right. Instead of trying to be, like, getting at Will.
Yeah,
at Will.
Oh, my God. Because I was trying to understand it. Like, was it, like, once Will physically touched / shook hands with that man, Whispers was able to find him? But then how was he able to do it so quickly and then take over that person's mind so quickly unless it had been planned in advance? Like, he was, like, waiting for it to happen.
But then
that doesn't make sense either, because it's like, well, you know, if he was waiting, wouldn't he just have killed him before he could say anything? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
It makes extremely little sense.
Yeah.
Like, how did he know? I thought that he was, like, didn't we last leave him and he was, like, drugged and out of commission?
I don't understand. Like, it was like, basically, the boss guy was like, yeah, you're not as, you know... integral to this mission as you think you are. Like, yeah. you kind of inflated yeah. your importance, so we're gonna, like, take you out of this mission. And so he's just back now? Like, what the heck?
I'm back.
Yeah, it's just, it was just very strange.
I mean, do you think we'll get an explanation?
I mean...
I feel like no.
I hope so, but it's Sensate, so I'm not expecting one. I will be pleasantly surprised if we get if we get one.
Like, I understand that the world has... It's been thought out. So I trust that the creators have thought about it and how it all happened, but I don't necessarily believe that we'll ever get an explanation of how, the absolute details work.
No, because it doesn't make any sense when you try to...
There's, like, a vague in-world logic, but it's not, like...
Yeah. It's not set in stone. No. And we've talked about this. This is just sci-fi for you. Like, when you really think hard about, like, a soft sci-fi type of film, it doesn't make any sense. Remember that was, like, our mantra the first, like, 20 episodes? Yeah. Like, it doesn't make sense, but just go with it, because it's sci-fi.
Yeah. But because Sensei takes itself so seriously... it's so much harder to just go with it.
Yeah.
Like, when there are fun sci-fi movies, I just go with it because it's fun, and I don't trust you to, like, I don't need it to be over-the-top science. I don't need it to make 100% sense all the time because I'm having fun. But Sensei is like, we're talking about the human condition. It's so serious. You know, it's because of evolution, science. Real science-sounding words. Obligate mutualism.
Oh, my God.
And then...
It's like the most fake science-sounding word ever.
Well, that, I think, I feel like they think it's real.
Ugh. Yeah. No.
It's not good.
Yeah. So, you know, in the beginning, Will kind of has the upper hand, but later on in the episode, that switches. But yeah, it's nice to have that moment of triumph and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's finally able to go outside and, like, be with other people who aren't Riley. Oh, he's not with them, but, you know, like, just, like, at least be in the presence of, like, the rest of the world for what feels like months, but we still never got a clear time whatever that
we
was.
We have no idea. But
was it Christmas? Is it summer or spring now? What's happening?
And don't think about it. It doesn't make sense.
Don't think too hard about it. Don't think too hard about it.
But, yeah, then all the senseis were there, and they were all celebrating, and the whole cluster was together. And
right. And Sun is, like, having her moment of being like, so mad. I'm like... You know, being able to be outside of the prison while simultaneously be inside the prison.
She's had some pretty bad luck.
Yeah.
Maybe it's changed now, but maybe it hasn't.
Do we want to talk about Sun at this point, since we're on that topic?
Sure, let's just switch over.
I mean, unless you wanted to talk more about Will and Riley real quick. I don't know if there's really much to talk about with now. It's just Will just getting information, right?
Yeah, it's just a gathering.
Oh, and speaking of... I know at the train station, when they're supposed to make contact with Jonas, Riley is kind of watching out for Will.
Yeah.
But she's not doing that at the museum? Like, that seems like a very flawed plan.
Well, maybe because there isn't a place to watch? Because the other guy is the one who set the location in front of that Rembrandt painting. And so, like, in the train station, like, you could obviously... look over, and there's a lot of people milling around, and so where she was wouldn't be so obvious, but they were the only two people in that room, I think.
Well, you can't mill around in a museum. Other people, it's open to the public, is it not? Like, that's what
I guess they were trying to keep her anonymous. Actually, no, they captured her. Never mind.
They captured who?
Riley.
Oh, did they?
In last season. They captured her, so they know what she looks like. So it doesn't matter if she stays anonymous.
I don't even remember that happening. When did this happen?
When they captured her?
I don't remember this at all.
That's how Will saw Whispers, because he was rescuing her.
Oh, right! She was hooked up to the IV and everything. Yeah. Oh, my God. I, like, completely forgot that happened. Honest to God, I completely forgot that happened. Okay. That makes sense, because, I mean, it doesn't matter, because, they're meeting mentally in that train station. No one else is going to be... Okay. I mean, she could have put on, like, a horrible, cheap wig or something. But
That was a lot. Missed opportunity there.
I don't know.
But then again...
I see what you mean,
from a story point of view...
But they need to remind me of that, because I don't remember that. I've been, like... I mean, I know I watched it a year ago, but everyone else watched it, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah. It's rough.
Ugh. And Netflix doesn't have that, like, last time on, and then they give you all the spoilerific, like, recaps and everything. Like...
Anyway. Here's what you missed on Sensei.
Yeah. So, okay, I guess that makes sense now. Because I was just thinking, why is she not at the museum, like, playing lookout or something? But now that you mentioned, because they know what she looks like, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. I guess that, yeah, there is some logic there. But...
rare for Sensei, rare.
Yeah, but from a story perspective, having her there would just muddle the final confrontation.
Understood. I just was thinking, like, logically, why would she not be there? But there is a logical reason why she's not there, because they would recognize her.
Dun, dun, dun!
Yeah, so they have a little chat in front of the Rembrandt, which was kind of making me flash back to Hernando and Lito's talk in front of the painting, except, you know, this is much deadlier.
But there's a big art focus in Sensei.
That's a show.
Yeah.
I kind of like their little speech about how things are viewed differently.
Yeah, I liked that.
I don't really understand how it tied in with, like, not the show as a whole, but, like, the themes of this episode, but I'm sure there's some connection, but I did like the speech itself.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of about the changing times in the company.
Yeah. Well, so, that's true. Yeah.
Because, like, and then...
right, how their vision changed or whatever.
Yeah. And then, you know, he's hoping to try and change it back, and then he dies. So, he probably isn't going to do that. So,
well, I mean, seeing how, like, everyone else has freaking come back from the dead, apparently.
You're right, actually.
But I guess when you get stabbed in the neck, there's really no coming back from that.
How many times did these people get shot? Felix.
Right.
We have...
it's like, as long as you don't go for, you know, the freaking art utensil to the neck.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that kills you.
That's the most deadly.
That's the deadliest one. Pen to the neck will kill you.
It wasn't a pen. It was... I think I have, It's like, a really sharp art. It's, like, not a pen. It's, okay. It's, like, basically a knife, which is, like... why, I guess, like, I remember when the camera kind of glided past that person doing the painting, I was like, and then we got back to her, and I was like, oh, okay, I thought they did that. Because, you know, like, whenever they do weird stuff like that, you know they're going to come back to that character or person. Mm-hmm. But, anyway, I don't know what that drawing or art implement is called. I just know I used it, mm-hmm. in art class before, and it's really sharp. So yeah, I could see that makes sense.
But like Felix didn't die. Kala's father-in-law.
He didn't get stabbed in the neck.
Oh, that's the
stab in the neck is a fatal wound in this show. You gotta be stabbed in the neck. That's how they got.
People have been shot, haven't they?
Yeah, like Felix.
Well, yeah. Besides those,
Who else has been shot?
I'm trying to think. I don't know if other people. I'm sure it'll happen.
Yeah.
More gun wounds are...
I mean, there's likely a lot of gun violence in, like, Caffeus's plot lines, but...
yeah. And in,
somehow he didn't get shot when he was driving Wolfgang. That bus. Yeah. You think Wolfgang has been shot before, though? I feel like it seems likely.
It does seem like, quite possible. Likely.
Probably not in any... not, like, you know, torso or anything, but... it seems like he because of his lifestyle, he would have at least, like, one or two...
he's scrappy. Or
something. Yeah, he's scrappy.
That's the word I used to describe him. That's it. He's just scrappy.
Yeah. Any more about Will or those revelations we get from Jonas?
I mean, we learn more.
Yeah, about... I guess learn, in quotes, more about the Sensei world. Because I, part of me is like, I'm even more confused now.
Yeah.
But that's Sensei for you.
That is... maybe it's more like, I trust the show to take me where they need to take me. Mm-hmm. Maybe it won't make 100% sense, but as long as I go with them, I'll understand.
Right. I don't quite understand how they were able to arrange a meeting with Jonas. Like, how... like, did they text over the phone with the location? I don't get it. You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
That doesn't make sense to me.
How do they set, like, they, logistically?
Yeah, how they're like, oh, let's all meet at this Amsterdam train station. Like, what? What?
What?
Well, yeah, I just didn't get that. But they connected somehow. And they were talking about... at least Joseph was giving him more information about, like, how the whole Sensei thing works. About, like, birthing clusters or whatever. And I don't know,
he's kind of funky.
He saw his, like, Sensei father, I guess, at the train station. Which is a really weird experience. I just can only imagine how other people are, like,
seeing
to, like, an empty space in the train station, you know? But we have, I mean, we did see, at least, I want to transition to this later, but, like, with Wolfgang, right, he is, like, experiencing things, but it's not necessarily, like, showing in, like, real life, so, like, maybe that's what's going on, I don't know. Because we've seen the opposite, too, where, like, remember Diego? We haven't seen Diego. Poor Diego.
Yeah. I miss Diego. I love Diego.
We're never going to see him again, are we? But, like...
We're going to see him again. Have faith.
Okay. Okay.
Faith.
But, like, remember when Diego was catching Will, like, making out with the air?
Yeah, I remember that. That was a good time.
So, like... So, it's, like... Sometimes their actions are visible, but it looks like in the case of Wolfgang, in this episode, some of his actions were not visible. So it was, like, really weird.
Maybe...
I'm trying to, like, bend the rules yet again.
Yeah, actually... Yeah,
Be consistent, like...
Maybe because Wolfgang was trying really hard not to show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was weird. It was just weird.
That was a weird sequence.
I was just, like, I just wrote in my notes, what is happening? What is going on?
You've never experimented outside of your cluster before? Oh my
god, horrible. Oh, we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
But, I can't even.
I know.
But.
I know.
It was just so extra. So, yeah, with Will, he is connecting with Jonas in the train station. And I think it's kind of cool to see, like, that old, like, the older version of the train station, or, like,
yeah, the original. Yeah, it was really cool to see that.
And it's funny how just simply shaving off his facial hair makes Jonas look like 20 years younger.
Yeah.
That was literally all they did.
Yep.
But it worked.
It did work, and he did look a lot younger. And we see a little more about Angelica. Work. And we hear about her first cluster.
Right.
Who...
I was so confused about the whole trying to explain birthing clusters. I was like, what?
It doesn't make sense.
Never does. Sure never does.
I don't understand. So you, as soon as I say it doesn't make sense, I'm just like, let me get into this specific
stuff. Yeah, and then Kala's like, let me understand more about the details. And Will's like, priorities. And she's like, no, this is important. It's like, we kind of do want to know stuff, even though there's kind of like a ticking time bomb situation happening.
Yeah, I mean, I still want to know.
Right.
But I don't know whether the answer will be satisfactory.
We all know the answer to that.
Okay, fine. But... So, like, if you birth a cluster, you just find people who were born at the exact same time and connect them?
Don't try to understand it. Just let it be. Just let it be.
I can't.
The one cool thing was being able to see other sentates, like, connecting. That was pretty cool.
It was.
I mean, I don't know if we're going to... I mean, I know we were technically introduced to another cluster that wasn't Jonas's or Whisper's.
Yeah.
You know, or Will's cluster. We got to see that Neapolitan woman who's not Italian, apparently.
Yeah. She's
Neapolitan. We got to see the Neapolitan woman whose name I can't remember. But...
Layla?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. So
anyway.
We're expanding our sensate world. And, like, who is in it and which clusters are related to which.
Right.
But... okay. So, when Angelica creates the cluster, it looks like all of them come together immediately.
Which wasn't the case.
Maybe because Angelica died.
Right.
So, after she birthed their cluster, they had to kind of find each other on their own.
Right.
And figure out how to do it because...
It's like a horrible rom-com.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's why it got canceled. but there was a religious person there, and he was not a fan of being in a cluster, and he was like...
He was like, maybe they can fix us. I wasn't even that bad, dude. Like, really? Like, really? I guess maybe for him, maybe it's, like, too much to be like, oh, I can, like, hone in on other people in my cluster having sex or doing other things. But, like, really, dude? Is your life really that much worse if you're in a cluster? Like, I don't...
I guess he just would think that it's, like...
It's wrong. Or
it's
like,
wrong, yeah.
It's... Or it's, like, abnormal or something.
Yeah.
But, like, really, really, bro? Really?
But how does one person in a cluster kill the same person, like, another person in the cluster without the other person in the cluster finding out?
Was it... Implied that he killed people in the cluster?
Well, he said that the people in the cluster began disappearing or something.
Disappearing doesn't mean that... I don't know.
I thought... I thought that the show implied that he had killed them.
Yeah, and that also raises some questions, too, with the whole thing with Sun when, you know, she was dying. Suddenly, yeah. Everyone else was dying, and that doesn't seem like that would work, because it looks like Whispers has killed people in his cluster, or it was, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe those people weren't in the cluster. Maybe the catatonic guy and this woman who was painting, maybe they're not part of Whispers' cluster, but... You're telling me that if someone dies in the cluster, everyone dies?
That's definitely not how it works.
Right, but then why was that happening?
Well, okay, how about...
Because, like, Sarah Petrell died, right? And she was part of the cluster, maybe. Right. But no one else died.
Okay, here's
like,
my explanation.
Why is everyone freaking dying when Sun is, like, getting, you know, hung?
Here's my explanation. Tanked, and by whatever. The way, that is disgusting.
That's disgusting.
I hate neck things. That was a disturbing moment for me. Mm. Blood I can take. Certain things I can't. But... The way that I interpreted it is, like, for example, if I can feel your pain.
Sure.
Maggie gets shot and dies. Yeah. I would be in a lot of pain until she died. Right. In which case, my pain would stop because I would stop feeling Maggie's pain.
Right.
That's my interpretation.
Yeah, was no one like, oh, I can feel Whisper slicing my brain apart with Sarah Petrell? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
What's happening? What's going on? Wait, she did get her brain sliced apart, right? I'm not
I really
this
can't.
With, like, heroes or something.
I have no idea. I can't remember how she died.
Anyway.
Like,
whatever.
The logistics. I don't know if we ever knew the logistics of, like...
Because I don't know if I'm conflating this with heroes or not.
I don't think the brain was sliced open, but I honestly don't know.
Because didn't Will see Whisper slicing her head open or something?
I thought it was just experimentation.
Oh, maybe that's what
I don't know. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
These shows all blur together at some point.
Moving on. So you were saying...
Oh, no, I'm just saying that, like, you feel the pain of someone else in your cluster, but you don't die from it, because it's not real pain, quote-unquote. Right. The fact that they were all choking, like, they all felt like they were in that position, but, like...
They couldn't breathe, yeah.
They were breathing, or something. Like, they weren't going to die from it. Yeah. That was my interpretation. It was all very dramatic, and, like, didn't that happen to Riley... In the previous season, where, like, with the plastic bag,
maybe.
Where, like, there was, like, the drug thing, and, like, they were putting the plastic bag over the head, and there was this whole monologue about how plastic bags are, like, so common, but they're so deadly, and we all made fun of it.
It was kind of good, but also kind of horrible at the same time.
Yeah. But I don't remember everyone choking at that point.
Yeah, and, like, people seem to be able to turn off the connection sometimes. Like, not everyone is feeling sex whenever sex is happening. You know what I mean?
That would be inconvenient.
Yeah, that would be extremely inconvenient. I don't know. It was a little bit strange. Remind me, were both Riley and Will choking at the same time when the scene was going down? Did we even see that?
Okay, so Riley was choking, and then I think Will got put, like, quote-unquote, in her body, and fought off the people. But, like,
this show is so weird.
Yeah, it's really hard to talk about, and it's very confusing, and...
Yeah. I hope you guys have all seen the episode, because...
I can't even explain it.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's all I have for Will, really.
Yeah. So we get some revelations from Jonas, I guess, and that other guy, I guess.
Yeah. We learn things, but nothing...
But, you know, apparently by the end of the episode, Whispers has the upper hand yet again.
Yeah, because he did.
Which, again, we talked about how that doesn't... We don't really understand how that happened, but...
Yeah. But don't think about it.
Typical sensei. Shall we move on to Sun?
Yes.
So, she's in the prison experiencing this, like, wonderful, like, oh, let's go outside in the fresh air of Amsterdam, whatever.
Singing to herself.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, these... three random guards come in the middle of the night with flashlights and just take her, and Will, using his super duper police skills, is like, they're not real prison guards, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And,
I know, there's
don't
a
go
moment
in that room where there's no camera, and, like, the whole camera malfunctioning right at the right moment, like, oh, how very convenient. Like, really, guys?
Oh, I thought that was intentional. Like,
they turned it off?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess. So you think they would have turned it off, you know, like,
before.
Like, 30 minutes before, or not, like, literally right before.
That's true. That actually is a good point. But I just thought it was too much of a coincidence that I was like, they have to have some control in this, because how did that just happen to happen that way?
Right. But again, you would think that it would go off a little bit earlier, not just, like, not right when they're dragging her down the corridor.
Maybe they're procrastinators. You know?
Anyway. amateurs, or as the guy, as the, I can't remember what his name is, as a boss, he says amateurs.
Amateurs. Yeah. one moment I liked, speaking of Will being a good cop, is, I think it was Whispers who said it. It's like, wow, you're a really good cop.
Or I know, I made me think of our episode title from way back when.
He's a good cop. He's a really good cop.
When we talked about that in that episode, I had thought it more like good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, no, I agree.
He's also a skilled detective.
Apparently works in multiple levels, which is,
oh my god.
We're so deep. We're like sensei'd.
Too deep for you.
Too deep to understand by humans. But it makes sense somehow.
Yeah.
That's how we're supposed to believe.
So Sun's like, Nomi, help me. Right as she's about to, like, enjoy a date with, like, Amanita.
I do feel bad for her.
But Amanita is very understanding and great.
Yeah! If I was Amanita, I'd be, like, a little annoyed.
Yeah. So, Bug is apparently always on his laptop, just like me. And so, they're able to troubleshoot and, you know, try to help. Well, they don't really succeed, per se, but they're trying to help Sun out the best they can with the information that they have.
Yeah, but... remind me, how much information does Bug have about Nomi's condition?
He just goes with it, and he's fine. But then he's kind of crazy, so...
Yeah, but, like, I feel like in the previous episode, he was kind of confused, because Nomi had done something out of character. And...
Was that the last episode?
Episode before?
Yeah, he seems to be rolling with it just as much as Amanita is, so...
Yeah, at this point, yeah, I guess he's just fine with it. Embracing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Sun gets taken into that room anyway.
Right. Which we know, like, oh, it's about to go down, this is not good.
Nope, not good.
Yep, so then those goons that her brother hired try to kill her. That was honestly a really scary moment for me. Because I was thinking, it's episode 3. They can't just kill Sun off. Can they? But they did not. But for a moment, I was a little bit worried, because I was like, I don't know how she's going to get out of this.
It was really scary.
But we do see one of her friends come to her aid and stab the guy. And yeah, all of that stuff with the tasers was like really frightening.
Yeah.
But she is able to fight them off. And using their powers combined.
Yeah, like, we got, like, the scrappiness of Wolfgang and, Will and everyone working together to find the common cure for...
Cancer?
Cancer.
no, not really in this case. But yeah, trying to make sure Sun gets out of that situation alive.
Yeah, but watching all of them, like, struggle...
It's scary, man.
Yeah, and, like, you know, like, they, you know, Caffeus is driving the bus and Kala's at work and...
Okay, I have issue with Kala, you know, I know she's a scientist, but, like, really the stereotypical, like, different colored liquids in every beaker type, that was too freaking much. I was like, I saw it, and I was like, no.
I didn't even notice.
Make it stop. Thankfully, they did not cut back to that shot, because by then all the beakers were, like, smashed away. But I was like, really, y'all? You're really gonna do your stereotypical different size and shape beakers with different colored liquids, like,
these people clearly don't know much about science, okay?
They really don't.
You're giving them too much credit.
They went
for aesthetic.
It wasn't even... It's, like, the most fake thing ever. That's, like, something you would see in a cartoon setup, you know what I mean?
For scientists.
Anyway.
Mad scientist.
That bothered me for, like, half a second. And then it was over, and we saw, you know, everyone's, like, seizing on the floor or whatever.
As one does.
Yes. As one does. So, Sun is struggling, but her friend comes to her aid, and... They kind of just decide, now is the perfect time to break out of jail. Let's do this.
I don't know how much of the decision was influenced by Sun thinking that her brother would keep sending men after her, or just the opportunity
presented itself. I think it's a combination of things, too, right? Because, like, what's she gonna do? Let this older friend take the fall for her actions? But, like, it's like, you know, just seize the opportunity, let's get out of here, try to survive and whatever. Which, again, like, is it really gonna work ultimately? Who knows?
It's really hard to know.
Though, so, like...
Well, yeah, from a, like, perspective of us, it doesn't make, like, what'll happen. Right. But from the perspective of the show, I mean, it'll probably be fun.
Yeah.
It'll probably work out. In the real world, would I...
It probably would not work out.
Would I suggest breaking out of prison? I can't on this podcast.
I remember a couple years back, there were two felons who broke out of a upstate New York prison.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And they
that.
Were on the run for, like, I think a week or two. But they eventually did catch them because, like, where are you going to go? What kind of resources are you going to find? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They lucked out because she knew this friend was living nearby, but, you know.
Yeah, no, that was...
not doesn't really work in real life. Usually prisons are, like... in, like, pretty remote places. I know they had a car and stuff.
But yeah, so I don't know how far they drove either, but...
yeah.
It worked for them. Everything kind of aligned beautifully in the stars for them. Yeah.
When everything had been going so horribly wrong for Sun, like, at every moment before.
she was due for some luck.
Yeah.
But, yeah, then... so they... I like how, like, impressed and scared and...
kind confused.
Of, yeah, the woman is. Because, like, yeah, she's like, Sun is, like, good at everything.
And talking to herself, and she's like, oh, yeah, that too. Happened? And, like, Sun can't explain it, because that would just make her look more crazy.
Yeah. But I have 7 other people in my head. They all have different talents, and sometimes we talk.
I have multi-personality disorder.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it was just not... explaining that was not going to work out.
But, yeah, and then she, you know, but she knows how to do all these different things. So, like, she can jack the car, and she's like, can you drive the bus, and...
she's like, can I drive the bus?
Yeah, when Kafia says that, I'm just like, yes.
Yeah.
Kafia, who would have ever thought that there'd be that much need for bus driving? Yeah.
You know, they could all be Ubers now, like Uber drivers now. Just make them.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Anyway. Or Lyft. I guess Lyft is apparently more, like, morally upstanding than Uber. I don't know. I don't really follow these things. I don't know. I have no need for ride sharing, so.
I keep getting emails about how Lyft is going to give me $5 off each of my next 20 rides before June something. I'm like, am I going to take 20 rides on Lyft in less than 20 days?
For some people, that would make sense, but not for you.
Not for me.
Anyway, this is not, we are this not is sponsored not, this by is anyone, off topic. So.
Back to something.
Let's move on.
Yeah, so Sun, we hear a little bit more about Sun's friend, you know, the old woman that she escaped with. Do we know her name?
I don't remember anyone's name, honestly. I barely remember the side character's name.
I know,
like,
right?
It's, I...
there's eight, too eight, many characters!
Eight is enough. Eight names is enough for me to know.
Too many characters.
So
this old woman, we'll just call her that. She's not that old.
She's not old, but this, but the like, older the friend than who son. Has the apartment, like, she takes them in, and she understands because she was in the prison system as well.
Yeah.
But I don't really know where they're gonna go from here.
Yeah. So, like, they can stay there for, you know...
they can lie low for a bit.
I don't know how long, but we learn more about how, like, she was drug smuggling, this woman, and was caught in the last time.
Because her husband was indebted to these criminals, right? So,
and then killed himself before.
He couldn't take it.
Yep.
So, that's pretty much it for Sun, right, in this episode?
Yeah, I mean, it was so nice to see her out of prison.
Yeah.
She's sitting there at, like, the dinner table eating, and it's, like, so nice to see her out of that environment, like, in her real life.
Yeah, I was worried for them, like, they're gonna get caught. They're just wearing, like, legit prison uniforms.
Yeah.
Like, they're gonna get caught. But thankfully, they were able to make it work. I just don't know how...
I don't know where they're going from here.
Yeah.
Though I would love to have Sun, like, take up a vigilante justice, like...
That's not gonna happen.
No, it's not. But, like, just getting, like, go against her brother and... you know.
But, that won't...
it's not gonna happen. I'm just saying...
I guess that would...
it'd be cool.
Because it's not even, like, if she kills him, it's all over. Because it's not like... the police are also so good at her and stuff, you know, so...
and, yeah, know. Killing him isn't going to really solve her problems, because then no one can confess to, like, actually doing all the problems.
Unless he finds, like, incriminating evidence, but by now he's probably gotten rid of all that and blah, blah, blah.
He seems to be not that smart.
That smart, but I feel like he would do at least a bare minimum to cover his tracks or something.
Maybe.
Who knows?
We may be giving him too much credit.
True. That's pretty much it for Sun, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it for Sun.
I don't know if you want to talk about Leto or Wolfgang.
Well, we can jump into Leto.
Okay. So they're looking for a new apartment. And I was very confused by that plotline, because I was like, they all seemed so disappointed, but then it was an act? and they actually it was actually the apartment that they did want. It was just expensive. Because I thought they were trying to push some weird plot line where it was like, oh, it's more expensive because, you know, because he's facing discrimination. But then they seemed to be actually really excited about the apartment once the realtor left. And I was like, oh.
My interpretation was that they were going and looking for a cheaper apartment because they're not going to have as much income because they because he's not going to get the big blockbuster movies anymore.
Right.
But then, assuming that Danny moves in with them, it will be enough when she sells her own apartment.
Right.
So that's, like, the financial explanation. But for, like, them, their emotional journey, like, that was the apartment. Like, the big one was the one that they wanted. And I guess they figured out a way to make it feasible. It seemed extremely simple. Because, like, they introduced this whole thing. And then they just solve it within the 30-second explanation.
Yeah, so I was like, what just happened here?
Like, I don't know why that had to exist.
Maybe, yeah, that scene could have been cut from any other show.
Okay, I'll tell you why
it exists. Or reduced.
It exists because they had to rationalize Danny living with them.
So dumb, but whatever.
But yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Though we do get an explanation of where they've been living before was Danny's apartment, because we actually talked about
it. Right, we saw how it was very pink and everything.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Yeah. I still don't understand where Hernando was hiding out at, you know? Because that was another... if that was not his apartment, then what? Did he also sell his apartment? Like, I don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't really matter, but in the big scheme of things. But
I'm really, like, I'm sure it doesn't. But... you know, Leto goes in to, I guess, his agent.
Right.
And he's been dropped from the film that he was going to do, which he really liked, because of his morality.
Yeah, morality clause or whatever.
So that was not surprising, but, you know, it's hard for him. You know, like, his... I mean, they still hand him, like, a whole bunch of scripts, but I gotta think it's gonna be hard for him to get something.
Yeah. I was worried for a moment, like, he was gonna, like, flip through the scripts and I was gonna be, like, horrible, stereotypical, like, I don't know, gay role or something.
It could
be. If that's the case, they didn't pursue it in this episode.
Right.
I don't know. Part of me is kind of like, isn't this all kind of been done before and heavy-handed? Mm-hmm. I get the necessity of kind of covering this kind of type of oppression stuff, but, like, part of me is like, I don't know, I want to see something more interesting. But then again, this is kind of how the real world works, I guess. I don't know.
I'm not so really
I'm
sure.
Like, I'm just like, part of me is kind of like, is it too heavy-handed?
I think it is. That's I don't mind them pursuing this plotline,
yeah,
but they're just
it's just so heavy-handed, and I feel like it was working for me last season.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Had any problems with it until this season. When they're dealing with the repercussions, which, admittedly, yes, they're going to be, you know, severe and stuff, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, the lead-up to the reveal is always more exciting than the reveal itself.
Sure.
But, yeah, no, it's just... I don't think they're handling it particularly well, like, the writers, not Leto.
Yeah.
I guess they're not bringing anything fresh to it.
Yeah. I mean, and I guess it's hard because it's like, well, again, like, realistically in real life, how would they, what would happen?
But this isn't realistic. This is Sense8.
Sense8, yeah.
And, like, all of the plot lines kind of push the boundary of reality. Like, all of them could feasibly happen, but... they're not going to happen.
Right.
Because...
like Wolfgang blowing up a car with a bazooka on a rooftop.
Yeah.
Crazy
awesome. That happens
awesome.
A lot.
Crazy awesome. But, like, realistically, what?
Each of... like, in the beginning, I thought the show was going to be more realistic than it was.
Right.
But because it's kind of taken us on this weird little fantastical journey, when they start going back into, like...
real life.
Mundane things, it, you know, it's a little funky. Because, like, last season... there was that whole plot line with, like, the Danny's ex. Like, right. It was very dramatic, and...
yeah.
This is just a little... I wouldn't say less dramatic, but it's just the way they're pursuing it is less interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd be either interested in seeing them go either bigger or smaller, but I feel like smaller or more subtle.
Yeah. Either, like, of those would be
good. I find... this is just me personally, but I think, like, microaggressions are a really interesting way to explore stuff around discrimination, because I feel like people who are not part of that discriminated group or oppressed group don't necessarily see the microaggression the same way.
Yeah.
You know, and I always find that really interesting. But it's, you know, it's hard. None of the Wachowskis are gay Mexican actors, so, you know. Or
why aren't they? Why aren't the Wachowskis gay Mexican actors? That is the real question.
And presumably, I guess the writers aren't either, which makes it kind of, like, tricky, because it's like, yeah, like, I wish they had more viewpoints or,
yeah,
I don't know, something. Anyway, more about Leto?
I mean, just, they could go bigger, they could go smaller, they just, I think the path they're on isn't, like, thrilling me.
It's not horrible.
No, it's not horrible.
It's just, yeah.
I just am kind of waiting for something to develop there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, pretty much. I'd love to see Danny's abusive husband, ex-husband's reaction to the news. I mean, he's the one who spread it, right? He spread the pictures.
Yeah.
But we never really got to see him react, which I think would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Because it just, like, conflicts with his, like, previous viewpoint of Leto as this, like, womanizer.
Yeah.
You know, that could have been interesting, but I don't think they're going to explore it.
No, I don't. I think we're done with him. Yeah. Which I'm not mad about.
Right, right. I just think it would have been an interesting thing to look at.
Yeah.
So I guess that's it for Leto, right?
That's it for Leto.
Wolfgang?
Wolfgang.
So that was weird. that was a really weird
that was situation.
I don't quite... I mean, did they instinctively know that each other were sensitive? Because Wolfgang didn't seem to know.
No,
but she
didn't.
Seemed to know.
I don't know how she
but
knew.
But how?
I have no idea how she knew. Because it doesn't seem like other sensates... But then again, like, think of when Will and Jonas met for the first time. They were able to switch.
I barely remember season one. So, like, did they... But they didn't have a moment of, like, oh, you're, like, special like me or something like that, right? They didn't have a moment like that, did they?
No.
How did they first meet? I don't even remember that.
It was like Jonas was a wanted criminal.
Right.
Will was chasing him. And there was a car chase where they were, say, going back and forth in each other's car. Which, you know,
did they physically touch? They did, right? That's how they isn't that how they have the start you have to start the sensory connection thing?
I honestly don't know.
Oh god. I have to go back and rewatch that episode. Or not.
Or not.
But yeah, I mean that was just a very kind of shocked and confused. I was like, are they not seeing this woman, like, grinding all over Wolfgang? And then it was like, apparently not, because she's here, but not here? I was like, what is happening? They're, like, literally, like, mind-effing each other. I'm like, what is this? I did not sign up for this wild ride.
Yeah. And so, I mean, we get a slight explanation of, like, how they can touch each other. Like, which was kind of silly.
It was so weird. And then it was like, oh, and then, like, you know, apparently Wolfgang is, like, really good because he still has the presence of mind to be understanding the conversation that's happening while this kind of sexual activity is happening at the same time. It's like, she's like, oh, you're, like, really good. I'm like, okay, I'm really confused. And
yeah, I mean, yeah, there's a few reasons why I was confused. One... We really haven't ever seen that, like, smart side of Wolfgang before, so it didn't seem like it.
I mean,
like
Wolfgang's not dumb.
He's not dumb, but he doesn't seem to be that, like, politically savvy.
Yeah. Maybe you need to have that to a certain degree if you're, like,
maybe,
higher
yeah.
up in the hierarchy of, like,
he's learning
and stuff, but, like, it was just really, it was kind of random.
Yeah, and
it just came out of nowhere, man.
And so, like, was this woman trying to distract Wolfgang so he would just agree?
Yeah. Are they just like, oh, you're hot. You're hot. Let's hook up. Like,
I don't
so
get
confused.
It. Yeah, because...
Because apparently Kyle's out of the picture now. Apparently she's, like, gone, blown to the wind. I'm like, what?
It would have been interesting if, like, Kyle was watching.
Fight.
Girl fight. Yeah, so... It doesn't make sense that, like, the plan was to distract him, because how would she or anyone have known that he was a sensei?
Yeah, I gotta think that she has some kind of nefarious intentions, but they are. I don't
but
understand.
How could she have planned this? How could she have known previously?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe this is maybe just me, just... but I would have been freaking out if someone was, like, in two places at once, like, in my mind, and actually in real life doing something else, and was, like, all up in my space. Like, I would be like, what the hell?
Maybe Wolf King hasn't gotten any in a while, and he's just desperate.
That seems to... But I don't know, he seems to be a sexually active man. I don't know. I was just confused. I was like, is he just going with it because he's a guy or something? Like, not to be overly reductive or anything. But I was like, what's happening? Why would you roll with this?
It was weird. I don't understand
why. Wouldn't you be freaking out? I'd be freaking out.
I'd be freaking out, because it's weird.
Yeah, it was just strange.
But the reason that they're at this place in the first place is because they're getting this club.
Yeah.
For Felix.
And Felix is asking the questions that we all have, which are like, why would you give
complete strangers a club?
Yeah. And he doesn't really explain why.
Well...
Does he?
We get a few explanations. A variety. You can pick your own ending.
It's like Sherlock.
Yeah. Don't say things. Sherlock is sad. We get that he actually is enjoying himself at the club, so he'd know how to run a club, because he... It's like someone that they would try and cater towards.
I guess.
I mean, like, if that was the case, then I should own lots of restaurants because I love food. But then also the money laundering.
Right.
So it seems like he wants the club to be a front for that as well. And so then they get in on the action. You know, he gets in with this, you know, Wolfgang gang... Wolfgang gang. How have I not thought of this before? Wolfgang doesn't have a gang. He just killed everyone in the old gang.
Yeah, he just exists and is. It was just weird. I don't get the woman. I don't understand what's happening with this club side plot. I mean, it's just like, you're just digging yourself into deeper holes. Like, didn't you just get out of trouble?
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna go straight back in. Like, yeah. I don't understand.
But Wolfgang, even though he was kind of hesitant in the Christmas episode to get back involved with, like, the seedy side.
Yeah, now he just seems to be now like, he's okay. Like,
whatever.
Like, did we just completely forget that Christmas episode happened? Like,
bro. Whatever. This is fine.
I guess he has nothing to live for now, because Kyle is gone, apparently. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand.
That's dark.
Anyway. Maybe just projecting. But, like, honestly, like, dude, like, what are you doing? Don't you have other things to be doing with your life? Apparently not.
He has nothing going on in his life.
Yeah. Because your dad's dead, your evil uncle and evil cousin are dead.
Everyone is dead. Because he killed everyone.
And except for Felix. Somehow he brought Felix back from death. And I was like, well, okay. So you're just going to party and
all the time.
Find illegal ways to get money until you die, basically.
That's the plan.
It's not compelling. I don't get it.
I mean, there's going to be complications, assuming the show
But, like, it was compelling to see him in season one because, like, he had this whole beef with the cousin.
Right.
And he also had that kind of side plot with Kala, and now none of that exists, so I'm just like, what is your reason for, like, even...
It's because he's scrappy.
But that's... I don't know. That's boring to me. I'm just like, okay, you're scrappy, so what? I don't care.
His plot... isn't, like, thrilling me right now, but it's not disappointing me either.
Yeah.
I think it's going to develop and it's going to turn into something.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably with more gang violence.
I see gang violence all the time in this freaking show. Yeah. I don't need any more of it. I am not interested in it. I don't care. Like,
the last...
Give him Kala back.
He has to earn Kala back.
I know, but he's doing nothing to do that. So it's
he's
like,
given up.
This dude. Ugh.
And this was the first episode that I watched after I knew that Sense8 had been canceled. Uh-huh. And so it does make you watch with somewhat of a different gaze. Because you're like, I want to see certain things happen before the end of the season.
Right.
But I doubt, like, the speed that they're going at...
It's so slow.
I don't think we're going to get to the things that we really want.
Yeah.
Because I think they had 5 seasons plotted out. So.
Which is ridiculous.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Don't plan in advance, kids. Procrastinate.
Or, you know, plan for shorter seasons. I find, like, I feel like really good shows can get stuff done in, like, 2-3 seasons, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I see
because you cut the crap, you cut the fat. It's all, you know.
Here's
story.
What I consider kind. Well, I like that they were planning out 5 seasons in advance because a lot of times what I see is you like really good shows last for like 3 seasons. And then they last for, like, 2 or 3 seasons more.
Then they need to, yeah.
Right, and they only last that long because, you know, they got renewed and they just decided to make more. And things just, right. You just took a show which was great and made it, you know, the last few seasons are just
Yeah, ick. Garbage. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like the perfect shows are the ones that, like, they plan it out for, like, 3-ish seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's they have a strong concept. They know how they want to kind of... And I think there's no room for flexibility, but, like, they know their beginning, middle, and end, and they stick to it,
mm-hmm.
and they, you know, the range are good enough that it can last for that predetermined, like, time, you know?
Yeah. The thing is, though...
It's hard, though. Those shows are rare.
Yeah. Sense8... I was trying to think of what Sense8's fatal flaw was.
It has... A number of flaws, Melissa.
Well, yes, they had a number of flaws, but what is the fatal flaw? Was it just not good enough marketing to get the proper audience? Because I think, it was kind of canceled because it wasn't popular enough, especially compared to other Netflix shows.
Right.
But I gotta think that one of the fatal flaws was how slow the first few episodes were.
Yeah, oh god.
Because people just don't want to give a show a chance, and the first...
You gotta hook them in.
Few episodes, like the first 2 episodes,
yeah,
weren't great. They weren't that compelling.
Right.
I think episode 3 and 4 were better, but not everyone is going to wait that long.
Yeah, and then people are still going to drop off after that episode, you know?
Of course, but I don't think they gave themselves a fighting chance because they never built their audience.
Yeah.
Like, there are fans of Sense8 around, certainly, but it's not the same social phenomenon that, like, House of Cards or Orange is the New Black or Stranger Things are.
Yeah. Hmm. So, any more notes about Wolfgang? Because I feel like we kind of just covered how, like, his arc's kind of eh right now.
Yeah, but. His arc's kind of eh, and... I don't really want a romantic entanglement with this woman.
Yeah, I just don't care. I'm not emotionally invested. Like, who is this lady? She's clearly up to something. Like, whatever.
Maybe. I don't even... We'll get introduced to, like, her cluster.
Maybe.
Because I do like meeting new clusters.
Yeah. That's kind of an interesting direction that the show could head in. That would be intriguing.
One thing that, the guy who was stabbed mentioned, whatever his name was.
Yeah, whatever.
Was that the number of Sense8s is increasing.
Oh, I did not catch that. Interesting.
Like, I don't know, because of connectivity or something.
Ugh, whatever.
Because people can birth new clusters.
I mean, we don't even know what the mechanics or whatever behind that is, so it means nothing to me.
The only thing is that just the number of people who are Sense8 are growing.
Ooh, evolution.
Oh, evolution. But yeah, and then they mentioned that it's like a partially a genetic thing, so you can have a predisposition, so not everyone can be a Sense8. And
yeah, I was just like with Calm, like how, what is going, science? Like
science.
I don't know. I have a couple notes I forgot to mention earlier. Some cinematography stuff. So I really liked Leto's silhouette when we were like looking at him looking out at the balcony on the apartment. That was really cool. I really liked when Sun and her friend were approaching that woman's apartment, how like the camera was kind of slowly zooming in on them. It just gave me a very claustrophobic feeling, like, oh my god, they're gonna get caught at any time. But thankfully that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But I did like that. Let's see. I just wrote down 80 children in this guy's cluster? ! Like, you know the religious
dude
that Jonas was, like, quote unquote, birthed by, Sense8 wise?
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, that dude has 80 kids in his cluster? That's insane.
Well, I don't think it's... The way that I took it is that he made 10 different clusters.
Right, no. I understand that it wasn't like one big cluster.
Yeah.
I got that. But okay. I was like, that's a lot of clusters.
That's a lot of clusters. I don't know how difficult it is to birth a cluster, but... He's the first man who built who birthed a cluster
that we know of.
Obviously, not the first ever, but he's the first one that we met because I didn't know. Like,
well, I never thought it was like a physical,
yeah, a birthing thing. Yeah, but it was interesting that we had never seen one,
right? And then my other note was, okay, the codependency on each other thing was like, okay, guys, with your faux science, like, oh, the sensates and the regular human. Okay, whatever. And then
the show has always been
weird. I did not like their
dwells there.
I did not like their invocation of 9/11 because, like, come on, guys, really?
Oh, you're
really gonna go there?
Thank you for bringing that
really
up.
You're really gonna go there and invoke 9/11? Oh, everything changed after 9/11. Okay, like, okay.
Thank you. Because I'd forgotten about that. That is. No, that was really.
You do not do that.
Disturbing, honestly. Because you're saying that the Cold War was fine, but then 9/11 changed everything.
What are you talking about?
I would say, the dangers of spying in the Cold War would actually be more dangerous. Because who do you trust? At least after 9/11, the government was like, you're brown. We don't trust you.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's, you know what I mean?
Kind of. Could you explain a little bit more?
Like, during the Cold War, like, quote-unquote, anyone could be a spy.
Right.
From the government's point of view.
Right, I see what you mean. And with 9/11, that was more like, we're going to racially profile people.
It was more focused target.
Sure.
So that's why I would think it would be even, like, what are you even more difficult. About? For the sensates and during the Cold War.
It just feels shoehorned in. Anytime someone mentions 9/11 like that, it just feels like exploitative and like,
yeah,
wrong.
It does.
I'm like, come on, guys. Let's have some tact here.
Yeah. It felt like the Wachowskis
so shoehorned
felt like
so
they could use it because they, you know,
lived through that era.
Yeah,
but like,
it's,
come on, y'all.
Yeah, I mean,
that's no excuse.
It really isn't.
You're grown adults. You don't need to do this.
You didn't need to point to 9/11.
I was like, oh my. Once they said 9/11, I was like, oh my god, please do not go on like a whole truth or spiel or something. Like, I do not need this right now.
Yeah, but like, I mean, there's so many other things that you could have done instead. You could have been okay, you know, they get worried because of the interconnectivity, so people can, like, with new technology, people can interact more, like, closely with people. Like, not just the sensates.
I see what you mean. Like, now that we live in a more international kind of world, it's easier to actually meet these people in real life and do whatever.
I don't know. Maybe it's even easier to birth clusters now because, I don't know.
So many directions they could have taken this in that did not have to involve 9/11 or
it was...
So many.
It was awkward. It made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I agree. I was just like, so much side eye was given to the screen when that happened. I was like, no. Anyway, any final notes about this episode?
It was definitely better than the previous episode.
I agree.
I was not very impressed by the previous episode. This one, I liked.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that there was more action. I liked that we started getting answers. We got, like, development in Will's, you know, stakeout.
Yeah.
I like that Sun broke out of prison. It felt like things actually happened in this episode.
Yeah, I'm glad that she's out of prison because, like,
doesn't happen in every Sensei episode.
Ever.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It was her time. It was time to leave and get out. And
yeah, but there are some episodes of Sensei where it doesn't feel like much happens, and it felt like things happened this one.
Yeah,
so
last episode felt
that.
Very, like, blah to me.
Yeah, this one was definitely. I liked.
Yes.
But.
Still not without its flaws.
It's still not without its flaws, definitely. And I do look at something that I know has a finite number of episodes with a more discerning eye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there are certain things that I want the show to hit. And so now that I know that the show probably won't, it makes me sad.
Yeah. I think I found out that the show was canceled after I watched episode, maybe. Or maybe it was right before. I'm not sure. But yeah, it's just, you look at it differently.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't think of any more to talk about in terms of this episode, so...
That's all I got.
I believe next week we'll be going over the next episode of Sensei. Do you know the name off the top of your head?
I can
go right
not.
Now. So this one was mutilate.
Obligate mutualism.
Obligate...
Oh, just mutualism.
Maybe. Oh, no, it's an actual real term. So we thought it was fake, but it's actually a legit term. Interesting. Sense8.
But it applies to, like, a real thing where, a science thing, not among the sense8s, because sense8s don't exist.
Polyphony. Yeah, so polyphony is the...
Next episode
after this. And then after that, I don't know if we're going to do a movie, if we're going to go back to Badlands or what.
One of those.
We'll figure it out. So as usual, if you have any suggestions or any shows or movies you want us to watch, please feel free to send it to our email, our Twitter, Facebook, our Tumblr. And if you rate us on whatever listening platform you use to listen to the show, that would be really helpful in terms of getting the word out on this podcast. And we will see you, or not rather, talk to you. I can never get that out of my vocabulary. We will talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.